Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Stoppage Time from the MLS UK show. It's episode 9. And once again, I'm Henry Hewitt. And as always, I'm joined by...
I'm still Elliot Holman. Hi.
And you always will be until you change your name. Has Bryony pressured you at all to change your surname at the wedding of a year that's coming up this summer?
No, she's quite excited for the for taking my name. Goodness knows why. I mean, it associates you with all sorts, not least the MLS UK show. But yeah, no, she's quite excited. There's no double barreling going on. I'm not taking hers. Her surname's G-E-E, which is confusing in so many aspects. So I think she's just excited to bin it off.
Two-syllable name as well. That must be very exciting for her.
Yeah, she's going up in the world.
Right, so this is the show where we talk about the four biggest topics in MLS this week, and like a bonus episode of the MLS UK show. But first of all, I want to mention this. Last night, Elliot, the Premier League, did you watch any of it? Crystal Palace v Leeds. It was an MLS reunion, Vieira versus Marsh.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game because I was playing football myself, but... I enjoyed this. Saw Jack Harrison getting a little cuddle off Patrick Vieira as well. It was just all very friendly, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. There was a lot of build-up being made about Marsh and Vieira's rivalry in MLS, and it didn't really come to much during the game. But what I did notice, especially, I don't know whether our US listeners and viewers or our Canadian listeners and viewers will know this, but on Sky Sports, where the match was shown here in the UK, after the game, Jamie Carragher, obviously former Liverpool defender, and Robbie Keane, who we knew from LA Galaxy amongst other Premier League teams, were very complimentary towards, especially Jesse Marsh, but then also MLS and US coaches, which was really nice to hear, wasn't it? Because I think sometimes they get a bit of stick for no reason.
Yeah, the Euro snobs are often out in force, as we know, and this podcast is very anti-Euro snobbery. But yeah... I think MLS has got itself into a position where it has to be taken seriously. I think we've seen with the players that we've discussed previously on this podcast that the players that the league is producing and developing and nurturing are coming over to Europe, and people have to start to take it seriously now.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I think we should rebrand ourselves the Euro anti-snobs, or the anti-Euro snobs, or something like that. Yeah, it was good to see. It was a very good game as well, actually. And hopefully Jesse Marsh will keep Leeds United up in the Premier League so that we have that interest continuing. We're going to be speaking about Jesse Marsh and Leeds later on in Stoppage Time. But first of all, the story number one that we're going to be talking about this week, and it's Jesse Zardes. He made his trade to Colorado last week, just after, as always is the case, just after we recorded our main episode, annoyingly. So he's gone to from Columbus Crew, we knew that, in exchange for $300,000 of 2022 GAM. Columbus could also receive up to an additional $1.1 million in GAM based on performances as well. Could you see him being a star at Colorado?
I really like this trade for all parties, I think. It was well documented that Columbus were looking to offload. And when you look at the deal and think, well, there's plenty of incentives there, top ups based on performance, I think that's exactly right. I think he could perform extremely well, and therefore I think it's only right that then Colorado would have to pay pay additional funds. But there's also, you know, with the fact that it was a fairly cheap transfer without those performance-based incentives, there is an element of try it and see. You know, I like the move for all parties. They've not overpaid currently, and it is a transfer that could go one of two ways. I hope it really works out. Colorado are a team that are transitioning for the best, for the better, definitely on a upward trajectory when we look at their MLS form from, you know, in the last 10 years. And it's exciting. And, you know, this could be a part of, you know, a new era at Colorado.
So number two then in what we're talking about this week, and it's to do with Jesse Marsh, the Leeds United head coach. Leeds have been linked with one of MLS's rising stars this week. Djordje Mihajlović from Montreal has been linked with Leeds, amongst other clubs as well. Bayer Leverkusen and Borussia Dortmund are interested. Now, those... Well, you'd say over the last 10 years have, of course, had better times than Leeds United, but based on them being in the Premier League, you'd probably say Leeds and being with Jesse Marsh as well could be front runners for that. Where are you with this one? Would you rather him have a few more years in MLS? Could you see him being a success at Leeds United?
It's hard, isn't it? Because we're now, for years, you know, we've done this podcast and we've wanted people to take the league seriously. And as I alluded to, you know, a couple of minutes ago, we're now in a situation where MLS is looked upon favourably. It has gained respect in Europe. And I think this is the problem, is we're now victims of that. We're struggling to hold on to players that, to be fair, you know, a great player, but with still a lot to prove even within the realms of MLS. And I think this is the problem. As soon as you see anyone with any form of, you know, a bit of upward trajectory in their career in MLS, all of a sudden that's it. They're leaving and they're off and they're going to the Premier League and they're going to Belgium and Germany and France. And I think we're going to have to take steps with the way the league's operated to try and hold on to these players a little bit longer. Because for me, while Jordy's a great player, you know, that this is a perfect example of how all of a sudden you can become, you know, almost the victim. You know, you're being talked about so much. There's so many rumors that you know going to Europe, and actually you want to be focusing on your football. And for me, you could pick 50 other players in MLS that are also right for Europe. You know, it's a very, very unique time that the league is in at the minute. And I think clubs need more money to spend to try and retain players, because European clubs can blow them out of the water.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think Mihajlović as well, he's had a great start to the season, scored 4 in 8 games. But whereas you look at him compared to Pepe, for example, Mihajlović is 23 years old. He's a bit older, so perhaps he's looking at it from a different place as to what Pepe was, considering that was his first year in MLS as well. So maybe being a bit older, he's thinking that time is not on his side as much, which is weird to say, basically, because, you know, he's 23 years old. It is weird to say, but this is the world of soccer, and it's going to be an interesting one. Personally, I'm with you. I'd rather see him stay at Montreal for at least another season, or at least to the end of this season. But again, you know, money talks, Europe talks in soccer. If he feels that he has got the opportunity to go now and then start next season, whether it be in the Premier League or Bundesliga, that's going to be a pretty big carrot dangled in front of him. We don't know what's going to happen, you know, for the rest of this season in MLS. And also, you've got to think at the end of the season, there's a World Cup as well. Does he feel that he can get in the squad playing in the Premier League or the Bundesliga? Will he have a better chance of getting in that squad rather than Montreal? You know, the questions there.
Yeah, of course. Ultimately, you're always going to, as the player, you're always going to want to make it over to Europe. But there has to be a point where, especially homegrown players in MLS, Americans and Canadians, there has to be a point where they get the league to a point where they want to stay. You know, why should it be Europe? Why not want to stay in MLS and, you know, win the Champions League and compete in the MLS playoffs? And I think there's work to be done now. because they're almost victims of their own success.
Yeah, exactly. So that moves us on to number three of the topics we're talking about this week. And the reason I'm moving on there from what you just said was that it involves players that are rumoured to be incoming to MLS. Now, I saw a quote a few weeks ago or a few months ago by Don Garber talking about Neymar. Now, Neymar apparently came out and said he would be interested in a move to MLS basically because the season's shorter, so it would mean he could play for longer. Now, Don Garber's kind of come out and said that we are looking to become a different league. We don't want to become a league where people are coming to retire. We want to bring these young players in. But the three players or four players that have been linked this week with MLS, unsurprisingly, are players all above 30 years old. The most interesting one for us, in my opinion, this would be the biggest UK interest in MLS, especially probably since Rooney left the league. Gareth Bale, this broke last Thursday. Rumours are that DC United are exchanging proposals with Gareth Bale. His contract's up at the end of the season with Real Madrid. Gareth Bale in MLS, Elliot, discuss.
Well, there's some lovely places to play golf.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the time's right. He's clearly struggled a little bit with injury. It hasn't worked out for him at Real Madrid for a multitude of reasons. I can't see Neymar in MLS currently, but I believe there would be a way that an MLS club could bring Gareth Bale. And I think that's exciting for everyone because he would immediately be in the top three players in the league. Potentially the best, hard to say, until he gets a run of games, which he hasn't had in what seems like years. But yeah, Gareth Bale to MLS would be a very, very exciting prospect.
It would. And I think when you look at Gareth Bale and what he's done recently, he's played a bit for Real Madrid, but not making any headlines for the right reasons. You think of playing for Tottenham last year. He did okay. He scored some goals. I think the game earlier this season, a few months ago, the Wales World Cup qualifier against Austria, I think it was Austria anyway, where he scored two goals and they won that game. I think if you look at Austria, that's probably the level of most MLS teams. So for him to have not really played this season, to come in and dominate the game and be man of the match like he was, tells me that he would do an excellent job in MLS. I've got to ask, though, you mentioned there about golf courses. Orlando has some very nice golf courses. When you dodge the alligators, that is. Would you be interested in bringing him in at Orlando? Do you think a club like Orlando should be moving heaven and earth to try and bring him in?
I think every club should. I don't think there's a club in MLS that should not be looking to sign Gareth Bale. Yes, there is the potential risk of injury. And unfortunately, I think that would have to be reflected in the contract offer from any MLS club, because it's going to cost a lot to bring him into MLS. I think you have to factor in the same way that Orlando did with Pato, is very injury prone. But ultimately, the guy can produce magic. There should be every team should be trying to make this happen. So yeah, I'll throw Orlando's hat in the ring 100%. It's happening. In fact, confirmed.
Not quite. You need to exchange those proposals, as they say, in like DCR. Another player who's rumoured to be coming in is Luis Suarez. Now, this has been for quite a while. Luis Suarez seems to be one of those players, yeah, that just always seems to get linked with MLS. But Gonzalo Higuain has been speaking this week, and this is why this made headlines. He was on a Twitch interview with Christian Vieri, the former Italian football player. And he said when he came to MLS, he thought it would be a lot easier than what it was. He thought he'd be having a cigar in his mouth, walking around owning the place. And that's not quite happened for him. So, you know, how that's then been linked to Suarez moving over is, you know, sometimes where these headline writers will pick any player and link it to anything. But I think Higuain has a point, doesn't he? MLS has moved on. And for these players like Suarez, who, let's face it, has a wonderful career, won lots of things. He's won a European Cup. He's won La Liga as well. It's not as easy to come over to MLS anymore.
No. And remember, it's Seattle Sounders who are the front runners to sign Suarez after, I think, we're going back 5-6 years, a certain Uruguayan attacker at Seattle was taffing up Suarez, telling him that he's got to come over to MLS. So They've always, that room has always been there. It has changed. Suarez would of course be a fantastic signing. And these are the players now that I think, you know, you can dream about Neymar. I think Suarez and Bale are a much, much more realistic target. You know, forget the retirement league, forget your Lampards and your Gerrards. We have moved on from that, but you can't just click your fingers and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the 19-year-old, you know, wonder kids are coming to sign for you. That you have to take steps gently. Luis Suarez, I believe, is a perfect fit right now.
Yeah, the other player being mentioned is Gundogan from Manchester City. Now, he's actually come out and said he would love to spend his whole career at Man City, but then kind of linked himself in a way to either playing in Turkey or MLS. It does seem like all these players, when they get asked, it's an easy link to go, yeah, play in America, of course I would. So, I mean, I don't really want to go too much into that one because as a player who's about to possibly win the Premier League and Champions League...
We're a long way off Gundogan in MLS, I'll tell you that.
And the last one, we talked about this a few weeks ago, and it's Cellini from Juventus. He's been linked. This rumour isn't going away with him. The more you hear about this rumour, are you thinking the more and more likely it is he will be joining MLS?
Yeah, absolutely. It tends to be the way it works. There's often rumours with MLS, as we've just talked about, you know, five or six different players coming over, but... I think there's certainly a lot of noise around this one, and that tends to indicate that there's at least conversations going on. It's not to say that a deal will be agreed. It's not to say that anyone can make this happen with their available DP slots and TAM and GAM, etc., that would be required. But it does seem like it would be a good fit. And if anything, you know, when we're talking about Bale and Suarez being the level, I think Chiellini's currently a way under that. Due to his age.
Yeah, I think we're only getting a year or two out of him. But do you also bear in mind that he is a defender? So naturally, any experienced defender coming into MLS, we don't have many of them, do we? So maybe that puts him at a higher echelons of MLS players just because he's a defender.
There's some rapid players in MLS that would cause him all sorts of problems, regardless of their ability with the ball at their feet. But yeah... I like this move. If it's going to happen, I'm all here for it. How long can he last in MLS? It's good. It really would be a great indication of where the league is at. So let's try and make that happen.
Definitely. Right, number four, and the final thing we're talking about this week in Stoppage Time is the All-Star Game. We already knew it was in Minnesota. It's on August 10th, and it is MLS versus Liga MX 2. This time, it's personal. MLS won the first one, so Liga MX are out for revenge. Is this a sign of things to come? Is this a sign that this match is just going to become this MLS v Liga MX match? Because there were in LA last year, there was a lot of. It seemed that it was a lot of fire around the game. Probably the most high intensity All Star game we've ever seen in MLS. Could this become a regular thing, or is this like? Like boxing, where the challenger gets to have another match, but this time if you lose, I'm sorry, we're going back to playing European sides on a trip.
I love the MLS All-Star Game, and I think it's important to remember that it's actually just supposed to be a bit of fun. And that's one of the things that drew my interest in MLS. The team, you'll remember the team always used to be on FIFA, the Adidas All-Stars, and you'd get the MLS... team as well, and I think there's definitely a place for this Mexico rivalry, but maybe that's something different. You can't just have your All-Stars play Mexico every year, you know. It's about raising the profile across the world, so you know you need to be bringing in teams from China, from Spain, from France, from the UK, across Europe and the world. And so I like the Mexico thing. I understand it. It's a neighbouring country, but maybe that's a separate thing going forward.
Yeah, well, we've already got, you know, tournaments being created that's going to pick MLS against Liga MX. Let's face it, the Champions League is basically that anyway when it gets to the latter stages. So this is just another part of that rivalry. But I mean, I don't want to bring this up again because it was rightly panned when it was people talking about it last year. But is this for those people that were worried about an MLS and Liga MX sort of merger? Is this a good thing that we're being pitched as rivals and they're going to keep them separately, or could this be a bad thing? These links, could it end up being that the leagues join together?
I don't know if it's the way we view it from Europe, but I don't see the Mexican league as being anywhere near MLS standard anymore. And I know that's changed massively in the last couple of years, but I think Mexico need MLS way more than we need them currently. Please, if you're over that way and you have a much better understanding of both leagues than we do, which wouldn't be hard, please correct me. But I just think MLS is in a really special place at the minute, and Mexico's really in danger of being left behind. And I speak on a really basic level, looking at kits, badges, stadiums. Nothing in Liga MX really appeals to me as a lover of European football, whereas I love MLS. And yeah, I don't think MLS needs this merger that keeps being talked about.
Yeah, I've got to agree with that. I mean, there is one stadium, I think it's Monterrey, where it's built into a mountain or something. I've seen pictures of that. That looks pretty cool. But yeah, I get it. Other than that, it's I'm definitely team MLS, which is why we do this podcast. But
thank goodness for that.
I think this international sort of appeal of MLS, with it being American, NFL is getting bigger over outside of the US, same with NBA and baseball as well. So I think you can put MLS in that bracket as doing soccer in their own way. So I think, yeah, the future is bright for MLS. Speaking about that, it's the week of the first leg. We've got to wish good luck to Seattle Sounders. They're at Pumas on Thursday night, I think. In the first leg, they'll then come back to Seattle for the second leg. We saw the video go out. Where is it? We need to get his name right. Marshawn Lynch, who is a former Seahawks NFL player, was in that. He was saying the MF word quite a lot to listen to it at work. So maybe wait and watch that when you're not at work or around children when you do. But it is a... it's a great video. It got me pumped up, and I'm not going to it. The basis of the video was to try and get people to go to the match, get the stadium full, and really get behind Seattle. If they get a good result in Pumas, then they could be rocking, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think it's all about making sure they stay in that game, because we know they've got every chance. If they take it back to Seattle, they've got every chance of really... taking the game to them. So stay in the game at Pumas. Obviously, if they can get a goal, that's massive, but it's all about that second leg. And personally, I think it's good that it's the second leg is in Seattle.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Right, that's it for Stoppage Time this week. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast provider, and also subscribe on YouTube as well. We've passed 500 subscribers, so we really do appreciate that. But we want to hit 1,000. We want to get to 1,000 at some point. And a big shout out as well to our sponsor, Soccer90.com. Remember, at Soccer90.com, you can get all the MLS shirts. You can also get some Liga MX as well, as international kits, Premier League kits, and other European kits as well. And at the checkout, if you type in the code MLSUK, you get 20% off.
I was just saying how much I love those Liga MX shirts. They're exquisite. Make sure you go and grab those. Soccer90.com. Thanks very much for watching, as always. I am Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt. See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.